Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of Whisper House. The producers of this musical have either perfect timing or are blessed with spooky good fortune. With the show's theme based around paranoia about immigrants, here it's President Roosevelt's executive order ordering the detaining of Germans and Japanese during World War II, it's something that certainly resonates in the time of Trump. Duncan Shake's score started life as a concept album in 2009, before being adapted for the stage, with additional lyrics and a book by Carl Jarrow, and receiving its world premiere in California a year later. In a lighthouse off the coast of Maine, crabby Aunt Lily, played by Diane Pilkington, reluctantly takes in 11-year-old Christopher, played by Stanley Jarvis on The Night I Went. He is her nephew from a brother killed in action and whose mother has been committed to an asylum after being overcome with grief. Miss Lily, as Christopher is ordered to call her, is a melancholy soul tortured by a tragedy when she accidentally caused two lovers to perish on the rocks years earlier, the ghosts of whom now haunt the lighthouse. When the local sheriff, played by Simon Lipkin, arrives to enforce Roosevelt's order and detain Lily's Japanese handyman, played by Nicholas Goh, it brings more angst for the already moody Lily and causes further tension with her patriotic nephew. It's a darkly delicious piece of American Gothic, set against the tense background of German U-boats threatening US ships close to the mainland, and it grips from the word go. And the masterstroke of having the sometimes malicious, sometimes mischievous ghosts as narrators gives it a thrilling and wholly original dimension. Simon Bailey and Neve Perry are just perfect as the spooks in residence. She is smouldering and sultry. He is ominously macho. Nearly all of the singing falls to them, and their voices are a perfect fit for a soundtrack that has its roots more in rock, a la Eagles and Fleetwood Mac, than traditional show tunes. Simon Lipkin triumphantly plays against type as the lawman driven by an unswerving loyalty to his country, while Diane Pilkington is compellingly heartbreaking as the woman burdened by guilt. However, even at just 90 minutes it feels a tad too long, and trimming, say, 10 minutes would have allowed the removal of what is a wholly unnecessary interval that momentarily destroys the atmosphere. But that aside, Adam Lenson's production is an intriguing and entertaining chamber piece. Whisper House is at the Other Palace Theatre until the 27th of May. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.